Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the blame game has been utilized by President Obama so often that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S., despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, Mr. Hope and Change just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skilled jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Going into the third hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You've heard the Adams Arms spot play, and I've shown you the Adams Arms rifle that I have received from them. It is, first of all, it is the best put-together rifle I've ever owned. And I've owned a couple, more than a few. The other thing is that what Adams Arms has done is pretty much what STI has done with their pistols. They're taking the gun technology they've developed for three-gun competition and starting to incorporate that in a tactical package. And unlike most gun companies, just about everything in an Adams Arms rifle is made in Odessa, Florida, at Adams Arms. And they've got some new stuff coming out. So joining me today to discuss the new stuff coming out, as they are at Task Force Dagger right now, getting set up for a three-gun match, is TJ Kurgan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you actually going to Task Force Dagger? I was supposed to go. I just couldn't get free.
I was supposed to go as well, but then I ended up having to work a gun show in St. Charles, Missouri, the wonderful 44-degree weather in St. Charles. I'd much rather be down there with the guys from Adams and the operators, you know, running through that three-gun match. But the gods were not smiling upon me this weekend.
Well, they were looking, the same ones were looking at me. So you have some inside information about some stuff coming out new from Adams Arms. So let's talk about that. Where do you want to start?
Well, there's all kinds of great stuff. The last time I spoke to you was from SHOT Show, and my voice was about gone. Unfortunately, I've got that back. But a lot of stuff that we talked about that day at SHOT Show, a lot of those prototypes, a lot of those new products have now been launched, one of which is probably the most exciting thing to hit the piston market for the AR-15 ever. It's the XLP low-profile gas block. The XLP, which we rolled out at SHOT Show, is... It fits under any major manufacturer rail. So it is a true low-profile piston gas block. Adams had already defeated a lot of the arguments about piston systems, and this one pretty much took care of the remaining arguments. You know, the remaining arguments were, well, I have to get a custom rail, I have to change my rail, I have to cut my rail, and now with the XLP, don't have to do that. And Adams, unlike other companies, has launched the XLP, and when I say other companies, I mean the way they launch new products. Adams has launched the XLP at the same price as their standard gas block was before. And they're offering, if you're not interested in the XLP, they're offering the old style system, with great, cashback rebates, at different dealers. Everybody's doing it a little differently, but you can get, $50, $100, or $150 back on the older product at most dealers, depending on how you purchase the package. But the new product, the XLP low-pro gas block that fits under any rail, is the same price. It's available for order as kits, so you can get it as a shorty, you can get it as a mid-length, you can get it as a full-length. Or you can get it in an upper. You can order an Adams Arms upper with the XLP already on it. Again, same price as the old uppers. Nothing's changed. And they're also going to be, they're also rolling it out, in the rifle format. So you'll be able to get the full rifle from them. The cool things about the XLP is, you know, like the traditional gas box, it expels all gas forward. It reduces, your flash signature. It's better for night vision. No gases are coming back by the shooter's face, especially for those lefty shooters out there. All the gas is going forward. The unique thing about the XLP and the Adams system is that the piston itself rides on a cushion of its own gas. What that does is it eliminates what they call harmonics transfer. So when there is no harmonics transfer from the piston to the barrel, so it's not affecting accuracy in any way. You combine that XLP with their low mass carrier, and you've got an extremely smooth, extremely light recoil. All the gas is going out the front. The benefits are just endless with the XLP. And I know a lot of people are getting it. I can't wait to get mine.
I think that's on my Evo. And when we're talking about harmonics, we're actually talking vibration, yeah?
Yes.
Now, the important part about this XLP, if you've ever been building a gun and you want to go quad rail free float, a lot of times people are doing these things and they've got the gas block, but you got to put the gas block on before you put the rail on, and then that's typically when you find out that you got the wrong rail for the wrong gas block.
Right.
And this gas block, you can stick it on there and stick any rail you want to go on it and not worry about it.
Yeah, well, we have not found one that won't fit over the top of it yet, full length or whatever. It's a really amazing innovation. And what they also did is they added additional adjustments to the gas system. So instead of just having, three adjustments, on, mid, or off, or full, mid, or off, like a traditional piston system, this one has multiple. I say multiple because I know they've made a few adjustments to the technology recently, and I don't want to speak out of turn. But there are multiple gas settings which allow for what they're calling endless tunability, which is why this piston system was perfect on the new Voodoo Innovations 300 Blackout rifle, which they launched at SHOT Show. I heard a little bird talking about the potential of maybe a 308 coming out with this, an AR-10 with the same gas block and piston system on it, due to the tunability of the platform.
The AR-10 is the next AR platform I want to have. I've never shot one. I just want to see what they're like. And I can only imagine what theirs would be like.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, I've got a SCAR 17 myself, and the SCAR is just an absolute work of art. The AR-10 platform, it's been through a lot of revisions trying to get the recoil down on the thing. And I think what Adams has done, if they build an AR-10, I've seen some toys they've been playing with. I don't know if they were prototypes. I don't know anything like that. But I can tell you that what I saw in the videos, full auto AR-10, with TK from Adams Arms in the video. Now, he knows what he's doing, but at the same time, you could tell in the video that there was almost no recoil from full auto 308 out of this gun, and I can only imagine what that's going to be like once they have some time to perfect it and actually launch it.
Well, I mean, the gun, of course, TK built my gun. And
right.
Anytime, I've seen that same video. I didn't know that was an AR-10, though.
Yeah, small frame AR-10.
Now it's even more impressive.
Yep.
Now it's even more impressive. How is, besides the fact that I've got one and I think they've hit a home run out of the park, as they're trying to bring the technology they developed for 3-gun, how is that proceeding as they try to get into the tactical lengths and everything else? And how is the public taking this? How are they receiving it?
Oh, they're receiving it very well. I mean, Adams has done the right thing. They didn't just go out looking for retired special forces guys to test their product and to consult on the development of their product. And TK is actually a former special forces as well. But they didn't just go out looking for regular SOF guys. They went out looking for top-tier guys. And the team they've put together, most of these guys are actually on their three-gun team. These are all guys that have seen multiple, you know, live-fire combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and other parts of the world that they're not going to tell us about. And they're the ones consulting on the product. My company, which, you know, I can't say the name of on the air, but it's Tactical SH something T. You know, we deal in strictly tactical products, tactical accessories, and, you know, we picked up the Adams line very quickly because we really felt that it has tremendous tactical application.
Hang on if you can through the break, TJ, and we'll talk some more about the other stuff that we can't say. You hang on. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have, but I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Got TJ Kurgan on, talking about Adams Arms. He gets to, he gets the insider view of all the things that are neat and cool coming out of Adams Arms. And, let's talk about, I see a lot of people out there that will look at an Adams gun and say, I don't like their piston system. And then they'll go buy a gun from a maker that has a piston system that they bought from Adams Arms.
You know, that happens more times than you know. And that's about all I can say about that.
Well, I don't want to say they're not doing the research or something, but I'm a big proponent. I think very seriously that what makes a three-gun competitor good, if he's really good at running those stages, I don't really want to face him in a gunfight.
Right.
Because what is he specializing in? He's specializing in quick movement, lateral movement, forward, backwards, on his back, fast acquisition of target, and he's got a... Excuse me?
And putting two taps on target in rapid succession.
Exactly. So... with this new line that they've got coming out, I mean, are they doing this because of the rapidly receding reputation that Adams was only good for three-gun or something, or what?
No, I don't think so. I think Adams has really, they have a serious market share ownership in three-gun. I think they're just, it's just like their slogan says, modern technology for the modern warrior, and that means that it could be weekend warrior. If you like to go out and run and gun and, in a tactical sense, it can be, law enforcement, it can be military active duty, in the sand, it can be military veterans that want to go out and do three gun to relive their training glory days. I mean, I'll be honest, when I was a cop for many years, I took every tactical training I could get, continuing education credit. And the real reason I'm in three gun and in tactical today, even 10, 15 years after my law enforcement career, is because I missed that training. I missed the running and gunning. And that's what it's all about. Whether it's three gun, whether it's tactical, whether it's personal defense, typically you're going to be moving and shooting and you're going to need something extremely reliable. And so Adams is trying to give, to deliver that, for top tier operators and weekend warriors alike.
Let's talk about what you get with Adams. Now, I have, like I said, I have their Evo Ultralight 14.5. T.K. Martindale put it together personally for me. And when you look at the other purveyors of fine AR-15s, if we can go that route, you get an awful lot more for the buck with Adams than, say, with Knight's Armament or LaRue Tactical or any of these others, simply just from the price standpoint. I mean, and having a gun for me put together by T.K. Martindale versus, and Chris Costa is a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you couldn't give me the Chris Costa LaRue Predator for the T.K. Martindale Adams Arms Evo that I have. I wouldn't take
right.
it.
Well,
and,
you know.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, TK is a mad scientist when it comes
yes,
to the engineering and the putting together of these things. And a lot of people think that, the more precise you get, the common knowledge is more precise means more failure. But, these days that is not true any longer. There are, if you look at, if you look at some of the other, like the Glock manufacturer that you work for, or not manufacturer, but the, what's their name?
Salient.
Yeah, Salient. You look at that. I mean, can you tell me that because of the precision of Salient, it's going to fail more often? Absolutely not. That gun's way more reliable than a standard off-the-shelf Glock. And that's pretty much, like you were saying in the beginning, that's pretty much where Adam's going is just, extremely efficient, extremely tight, but extremely reliable. And, that's what TK is all about.
Now, I was being asked in the chat room about a waiting list on the rifles. Now, I had to wait on mine because they do have this drop-down menu where you can actually build your gun. But they do stock their models that they have that are open for sale. There's not a whole lot of turnaround time to get one of these guns, is there, because they manufacture...
No.
What percentage do they manufacture of the gun right there?
What's that?
What percentage would you say of the parts that go into the gun they manufacture right there in Odessa, Florida?
Oh, it's definitely, I hate to quote numbers, but I would say definitely over 80%. They're doing the upper, the lower, the bolt carrier, the rail, the barrel, the flash hider. I think when you get down to it, the trigger group, the grip, the magpul stock, those are pretty much the things that aren't being manufactured there.
Right, and that's, but see, typically with waiting lists, most of the time you're looking at a manufacturer, quote unquote, a manufacturer who's run out of barrels because his barrel provider hasn't gotten him any barrels lately, right?
Right, right. An assembler, and there's lots of assemblers out there, and you know, I mean, there's no secret that back in the old days, you know, Adams was an assembler. They built a wicked piston system, and they assembled everything around it, but they have. They've got the proper funding, they've got the proper management, and the proper engineers working for them, like TK, that have really built a custom weapon all around that piston system to complement it perfectly. And so, you know, almost every major part of the weapon is manufactured there in Odessa, either by Adams or by their partner company, Voodoo Innovations. And I've got some neat new things to talk about from Voodoo, too.
Okay.
But... You know, so Adams is awesome. Voodoo is, you know, it's a sister company to Adams. They operate independently, but Voodoo is, they are the owner of the Life Coat process. They are the ones that make the low mass carrier that makes the core rifle so awesome, and kick like a .22. You know, and they make the Voodoo Innovations barrels. They make the flash hiders and muzzle bricks. And so that brings me to one of the first things that Voodoo just rolled out is a jet compensator, a VDI jet comp for the 300 cartridge. So in other words, it'll work on a 308, it'll work on a 300 Blackout, it'll work on a 300 Win Mag, you know, and it's a jet compensator. So again, this is for the guys that are wanting real precision shooting, especially successive shots, because the jet comp creates a much louder gun. But it creates a very stable shooting, no rise, no side-to-side platform. And so it's really exciting that they've come out with this for the 300 and the 308. And I'm looking forward to putting one of those on my 300 as soon as I can get my hands on one.
See, like I said, I don't have an AR-10 yet. I want an AR-10. So, but I do have the jet comp on the Evo, and I have mm-hmm. shot it. And the only thing... The only thing about it, and that's just the way it works with this kind of thing, though. You don't really want to be standing beside it when it's going off. But as far
right.
as I've got a Aimpoint H1 on the gun, and
right.
I can hold on to the front of that gun and pull that trigger as fast as I can possibly do it. And there's a little bit of a dance on the dot, but it's not moving.
Right.
And you know it's. When I was in the military, you trained to with your trigger pull with a quarter on the end of the barrel, and if it didn't fall off, that meant you had a good trigger pull. That's
right.
about the movement I've got with the aim point when I'm pulling the trigger.
They're, you know, that compensator and the piston system and some of the other complementing you know internal accessories they keep the gun on target, and that's what really matters, especially in a real gunfight. You know the. It's, you know, it's not just three gun where you're double tapping the target, you know, especially with the 5.56. The 5.56 round does not drop human beings. They're amped up on, you know, on adrenaline or drugs very well. You know, we know this. That's why, you know, if you're in the desert, you're trying to get a hold of a 308 as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Can I get you to hang on again? Yep.
You hang on through the break. We'll be talking more with TJ Kurgan about Adams Arms, Voodoo Innovations. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hey, gut grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot take this.
Welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Real quick, my guest this hour, TJ Kurgan with Adams Arms and all kinds of other places. And we're talking about some things. I'm being asked a question in the chat room about, because, and I haven't tried it yet, so I'm being asked if you know how well the Adams Arms system handles a heavier grain 5.56, if there's any discernible difference.
I don't, you know, that would be a question for TJ, but as far as, TK, I'm TJ. That would be a question for TK, but I can tell you that I shoot the Adams platform in free gun. I shoot it in tactical, although I don't shoot the same gun in each situation. I've got custom builds for each one. I can tell you that the heavier grain stuff has not been a problem for me. I've never experienced any issues. And the really cool thing about the new XLP system in regards to a heavier grain round is that with the endless tunability, with the, you know, the five or six settings that the piston block has, you know, right. You can tune it to whatever ammo you're shooting. So if you're experiencing a failure to feed or something like that with a low pressure round, you know, you can open that thing up a little bit more. If you're having a problem with a high pressure round, you can close it down a little bit and tune the gun to meet the ammo that you're shooting. For example, the Voodoo Innovations 300 Blackout piston, actually it's the one that Adams had, it's the Voodoo barrel with the Adams piston system on it. It was perfectly tuned for 125 grain. So, you know, that's a lower grain. But you could easily just adjust it for the higher grain round.
Interesting aside, my board operator today, Recon, he's a Marine. When they were in Afghanistan fighting the Taliban, one of his buddies put 9 rounds into one guy before he went down, and after they searched the bodies, they found PCP on the guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To speak to your point about the 5.56.
Yep, and that's what I was saying there is, you know, the Marines kind of started this concept of the double tap's been around a long time, but they've really employed it with the AR platform to put 2 rapid shots in the 5 ring on the target as you shoot and move. The reason for that is a single shot causes a single wound cavity, and the wound cavity, as you know, the round goes in, and you can see this on gelatin shots and whatnot as you look at them on the internet, on YouTube. You know, it creates that rapid expansion within the target. And what happens if you put in 2 rounds within the same second or so? And it's very easy to do with a modern AR-15 is to get, you know, split, you know, in a third of a second. If without full auto, without a trail free shot burst, just with your finger, if you're trained, you can put 2 shots on target in .037. I do it all the time. But by putting 2 rounds on target at the same time, what it does is it creates those 2 wound cavities at the same time, and the rapid expansion of each runs into each other and creates a violent storm within the target. It's just absolutely devastating. I don't want to get too graphic, but so that's where you've got the 3 guns. You know, you're, as you're running and gutting, you want to put two shots on target. And the same concept in tactical. I got a few more things I wanted to talk about. I know we got limited time when it comes to Voodoo Innovation.
We got 5 minutes. We got 6 minutes left in this segment, and then we got 10 minutes. So.
All right. Well, the one thing I wanted to tell everybody about, another Voodoo product that's coming out. I saw the prototype the other day. It had not been life coded yet, so they're not on the website. Voodoo's website is voodooinnovations.com. New website just built by Danger Close Media Group. Awesome, awesome website, easy to use. And their new product that they're rolling out. You know, we've talked about the low mass Adams carrier that comes in their core competition optics ready rifle. It's a skeletonized bolt carrier, which again reduces recoil, allows for endless tunability, with all different types of ammunition. But the real thing that I love about it is the reduced recoil. And a lot of guys have been wanting that for the direct impingement guns, for the DI guns. You know, the guys that are not wanting to switch to piston, they're never going to. They've been asking for this, you know, skeletonized reduced mass bolt carrier. And VDI has it done. It's working. Should be released very soon to the DI guys out there. And so just keep an eye out for the Voodoo Innovations low mass skeletonized carrier for your direct impingement AR-15.
Let's talk a little bit about that. That is it going to be the same one as in my Evo?
The Evo does not come with a skeletonized carrier, so if that might have been one of TK's mad scientist moments, putting that in your gun. But if it's the one that looks, I mean, if you break the gun apart and you pull out the bolt carrier and you go, oh.
What are all these jagged cuts doing in it?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is that bolt spring loaded in there?
It looks like a sexy work of art that you'd set on a knick-knack shelf, and your wife would be okay with it. That is the skeletonized bolt carrier. It's 22% lighter than the standard bolt, which allows you to get a lot more action, even with lower pressure rounds.
That I had heard about some. You know, it even has relief cuts on the slide to further reduce the weight as well, and without. Do you know why the Voodoo guys put the bolt in there spring-assisted? I don't know, I would love to know, but it's an interesting thing.
I do not know, but it is cool. That again would be something. We need to get TK on the phone with you one day because he'd be a blast. He's way more technical than I am, but that's a good question. And maybe the next time I'm on the call, if we can't get TK on the phone with you, maybe I'll research that and get back with you on it.
Well, see, I'm just thinking that whoever developed that probably never gets to go outside. He's just too valuable a designer to be let loose on the society.
Yep.
That particular innovation is very striking just because I think that has a whole lot to do with the way the gun feels on recoil.
Yep.
And, but I mean, I've shot a lot of AR-15s. I put a lot of different things on them to try to reduce the recoil straight out of the box. And I never had fired one like this one. And I let the FFL, where it had arrived to me, I let him shoot it. And he was just like, oh. And yeah, then I had a tactical rifle instructor there who, his primary weapon, when he's teaching class, is a SIG AR. Mm-hmm. And I let him shoot it, and he also went, oh. So,
you get a little bit more O face for about a third of the money.
Yeah. can we talk a little bit about, or is there something else that you want to talk about when we come into the next segment?
Well, I've got some stuff outside of Voodoo and Adams that I wanted to talk about in the next segment. Just give you an update on some other really cool tactical and accessory products that are out on the market.
Are you going to talk about your lubricant? Because that's hilarious.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And then to wrap it up, as far as Adams goes, those guys are down right now at Blakely, Georgia, for the Task Force Dagger three-gun match, actually the three-gun championship. It is renowned in the three-gun community as the most exciting, the most fun three-gun event of the year. And I'm almost shedding a tear right now as I say that because I'm not there.
We're both supposed to be there.
Yes, absolutely. And, the entire match is set up by Special Forces Operations veterans. So we're not, you're climbing, you're running, you're jumping, you're really pushing yourself to the limits physically, mentally. And those guys are down there right now because Adams is the title sponsor for the championship. And they choose Task Force Dagger, which benefits Army Special Forces Operations families and those wounded and or killed in the line of duty. This is not some giant charity scam like others that I'll leave nameless in the wounded environment. This is a small organization. A large percentage of the money goes directly to the special forces operators that were wounded in the course of duty. They didn't stub their toe on base, and that's why Adams has chosen the Task Force Dagger. And my company is also going to be supporting Task Force Dagger because it really is. It's small, it's grassroots, and it's not been corrupted by capitalism yet.
One of the reasons that I couldn't attend, besides some scheduling things and some other things going on, was my life alert necklace didn't get here in time. Because I was afraid when I was running those stages that are designed for the 25, 30-year-old serious operators, that at some point I would have fallen and not been able to get up. Anyway, we're coming up on the last break. You can find everything that he's talking about at adamsarms.net. Very shortly, I'm going to be doing a video review on the gun myself. I think TK is going to come up here and actually sit down with me, and we're going to talk about the gun, and that'll all be coming up on YouTube, hopefully within the next week or so. Last time today, I give it back to RBN on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting.
Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Friday as we get ready to go away. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you own a Piston System AR-15 that doesn't say Adams Arms on it, chances are you still have Adams Arms in your gun because they are the most widely patented, well, they are the number one patented piston system out there that more people buy the rights to, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I would say 2 out of 3 major manufacturers that are offering piston options are running the Adams system, but I can't say who.
Neither can I, because they would never, they would never admit to it if they had to.
Real quick, with all the operators,
let me point one thing out before you take off. Before you take off on the tactical stuff, can I point one thing out about the difference between an Adams gun, the Adams gun I have, and any of the others out there in that same sort of genre?
Yeah.
The one that I have is an Adams Arms EVO Ultralight that was built by T.K. Martindale. Not necessary that they're all built by T.K. Martindale, but mine came with because I specified it, not only with all the stuff on the gun and the backup sights, but with an Aimpoint H1 optic on it, which TK, he didn't fully zero it, but I think he zeroed it to 25 or 50 yards or something like that. And it still came in at a price point less than a comparable LaRue or a Knight's Armament gun of that type in that price range. Where with those guns, you're still buying a flat top at that price point.
Right.
So, I mean, you can buy a complete weapon system from them, specify exactly what you want with their drop-down menu, and get it. It's like Burger King. You can have it your way.
And you don't have to worry about anything else. Having it your way with most of their awesome accessories, whether you're going with the Core, you know, or a Tactical Evo, you know, you're going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,500 to $1,900 or so, you know, definitely under the 2K range, and just have the last AR-15 you're going to need.
Yeah, I mean, with Knights or with LaRue or weapons of that type, which are the two best known that I'm thinking of in that price point, you're still looking at just to get in the door to buy their entry level model, you're looking at $2,500.
Easy, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, Black Tulip, do you have my email address before we take off? You go ahead and let's talk about this outstanding gun lubricant that you guys handle.
Yes, and it's one of the things that I do that I can actually tell you the name of. We've done a lot of research, and we identified that the best gun oil known to man is Liberal Tears. And so we've bottled Liberal Tears. We get these Liberal Tears from the free-flowing Liberal Tears Springs in Connecticut, New York, and California. We bottle the Liberal Tears, and Liberal Tears is a mil-spec CLP, not just an oil. It actually has been proven to reduce barrel temperature and increase accuracy on long-distance guns. It is just an all-around good CLP, competitively priced, and the crying donkey Liberal Tears logo. You'll feel good when you lube your AR-15 with Liberal Tears. I can tell you that it really puts a smile on your face.
And it's almost like green energy, isn't it? You're recycling something that otherwise people think its purpose is spent.
Yes, otherwise useless liberals are now being repurposed to a very useful end.
I'm being asked if the Adams Arms AR is like a BMW and the SIG would be like a Chevy.
I would not go there. I too am a SIG guy. I think SIG is one of the finest made weapons on earth. I would say, to counter that back, I would say that SIG is, it's more like a Ferrari. And the Adams is more like the Corvette CR1. It's American made, and it'll run right next to the Ferrari, and it looks just as good as the Ferrari. It just doesn't have a logo on it that says Ferrari.
There you go. Liberal Tears. Where can they find Liberal Tears?
Well, they can find our main website and the Liberal Tears at the site is under construction right now, but it's at liberaltears.net. That's liberaltears.net, not .com, liberaltears.net. You can get to our main site, tacticalsomething.com. I can't say that other word on the air.
It is a slang term for excrement.
Yes, tactical, yeah.
Slang term for excrement.
Right.com. And that is where we are selling the Liberal Tears oil, as well as tons of other stuff. One of the things that's very exciting for us, we just received in a shipment of just an immense amount of AR-15 parts, and what I'm talking about is selector detents, safety springs, bad levers, six-position adjustable stocks, and lower parts kits. And basically, we sell every part to the AR-15 except for the lower, because I have not been granted the FFL yet. And we sell those AR-15 parts cheaper than anybody, period. Cheaper than any of the big box sites out there. you come to that tacticalbadword.com and get to it through liberaltears.net, and you'll find out why we are cheaper than anybody else. We got a few other exciting things to talk about as far as accessories go. One of the most exciting things that we've seen in the knife world and I heard your ad there for Spartan Blades, and I love Spartan Blades. They're super exciting. We've been trying to become a dealer for Spartan for a long time. I saw those guys at SHOT Show, and I was planning on walking up and saying something to them, and by the time I turned around, they were gone. Maybe you could hook us up.
I can hook you up, TJ.
But we are a MilSpec Monkey dealer, and MilSpec partnered with K-Bar. Now, K-Bar, I know a lot of guys go, K-Bar, it's just a name, it's out of Taiwan. Yes, it's out of Taiwan, but K-Bar partnered with MilSpec Monkey, and Monkey designed a new K-Bar knife that is absolutely awesome. It has a Kydex sheath, it mounts to your belt, it mounts to your molly, it mounts vertical, it mounts horizontal. The knife itself is a knife fighting dream. It fits in your hand like it's supposed to be there. And it is completely sold out in the United States, so I'm glad I got you guys all excited, because we sold it out. We sold 1,500 of these knives in a matter of days. We're not waiting for more to come in, and it's the reason it sells out is because not only is it awesome, it's a $55 knife, and that is that's something that we don't see too often out there. It's a good quality blade, made for tactical purposes, with a Kydex sheath and 550 cord grip, for under $100, much less $300. So look for that to be back in stock sometime in the next month or so. And, like I said, just check out our Liberal Tears CLP, check out our AR-15 parts, and all of the other fun tactical swag and gear that you can find on that site. There's thousands of SKUs, one of which is actually a line of clothing. Some of your fans have probably heard of Matt Best. Bill, have you ever heard of Matt Best?
I have, but, I'm trying to picture it, and I'm not getting it, so.
Well, Matt is a former Army Ranger. Who does the most hysterical videos on YouTube you're ever going to see. And he invented the bikini snap. So at the end of every one of his videos, he snaps his fingers, and whatever girl happens to be near him is, boom, in a bikini. And so we love Matt for that. But Matt has, he's got to pay the bills. And so he created a line of clothing called Art 15 Clothing. Art 15 Clothing is exactly what you think it is. It's clothing for the AR-15 lover. My favorite shirt, we started selling them in our site. You can find them on our site, or you can find them at article15.storefrontier.com, or just Google Art 15 Clothing, and you'll find it. Is a shirt it's got an AR-15 on the front. It kind of looks like a Top Gun logo, and it says underneath the AR-15, Pew Professional. As in pew, pew, pew.
Yeah.
And if you have not run around your house with your ghost gun in hand going pew pew pew, you are really missing out on a stress reliever, my friend.
I got to talk. you need to be available later on to me today, just for some amusing asides. I'll hook you up with Spartan Blades.
Good.
We have run out of time. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Thank you, everybody out there. Check us out on Facebook. LiberalTears.net will get you there.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. All right, folks, that's it. We'll do this again on Monday. Between now and then, I want you to remember this very carefully. It's never been about guns, and it's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
With financial